Chatting to Josh Mortimer ahead of this weekend's Challenge Cup, where York Acorn have got the plum draw away at Bradford Bulls. For those who don't know you as such, Josh, do you want to do a little quick CV and a bit of background on you and the Acorn?
Yeah, can do. Obviously, I'm Josh. I've been involved with rugby since I was three or four. My granddad played for Great Britain. My dad played for Featherstone and Leeds, so it was sort of... I had no choices really other than I was going into rugby when I was growing up. I played at the Acorn all the way through as a junior. At 16, signed for York. I was mainly like a reserves lad for them, under Dave Woods and Chris Thorman. It went pretty well for me. And then I had a few health issues, sort of dropped out of the game. Came back into it sort of 24-ish, started playing for Acorn again, and then I've ended up coaching once again, and my injuries have let me down. Then obviously, so I'm an Acorn boy. I've been at club since I think it was four, when I originally played rugby union at Selby, and then ended up going to play rugby league in York. So I live out towards Skipwith Way, so not really any local teams for me, and Acorn were the one my dad picked. So, I like to think I'm an honorary lad from Acorn, really, but I'm certainly not. So, yeah.
and there's some. Did you have some international recognition on the way as well?
Yeah. I played a fair bit of rep rugby growing up, through like service areas and Yorkshire's, and then I played for England at under 19s. I played twice and I got man of match in one at games, but I was at York at the time and broke my ankle, so it was bit bittersweet, literally last minute at game as well, so a bit frustrating, but I wasn't bad, just maybe my attitude let me down a little bit when I was younger, that was all, so yeah.
But now's your chance to get your own back as head coach.
That's
so
it,
it's an impressive CV, and it's certainly served your apprenticeship here at Acorn. If we look back quickly at last season and how it went, I know you were very slow starters as a team, but you had an incredible finish to the year.
Yeah, we're very much the definition of a momentum side, and we just never got out of the blocks. We were underdone at the start of the year. Attitude was poor. Too many unavailable for games or missing training sessions. And it sort of got to a bit of a head mid-season. We're like, what are we going to do? And to be fair to the boys, they knuckled down. And it was laughable, really. Other than Westall, we were the form team at Premier League, and we were bottom at league. and we clawed ourselves up, and obviously we gave ourselves last chance saloon really against Pilkington last game at season. And that was really tough because it was either us or Pilks that went down, and they were a really good team, and they've got some great lads off the field, and it was sort of bittersweet to relegate them really, because they were nowhere near the bottom three worst sides we'd played that year. Matt Chilton, obviously, used to play for Knights. He recovered from a broken arm sort of mid-season, and he ended up our top try scorer off the back of like seven games or something. Obviously made a massive difference for us, and then he broke his jaw again the last session before we played Pilkington on the Thursday. So it was a very much sort of like a whirlwind, and I was thinking, do I want to continue? After the back of that, it was like, we'd done the impossible. No one would have ever said, Acorn was staying up, and I thought, shall I knock it in the head on that? And then, I think one more year we can actually show what we can actually do in the Premier Division. I think that's the aim. We've set some lofty targets. The attitude's really good again. We've got boys buying into what we, at the start of last year, we were sort of scratching around a little bit with selection and picking people who really didn't deserve it. And we've been having sort of 35 plus at every training session this year, and every week I've got selection headaches, and I can drop people for specifics. Like last year, a lad were giving away three penalties a game, and you keep telling him just cut it out, and he'd know he'd still be safe next week. I'm literally cutting lads for one penalty at the moment, and that competition breeds success. It breeds the environment, and I feel we're going well this year, off the back of that sort of driven environment that we've got.
Yeah, and touching on that environment, you know, we often talk about recruitment at teams, and I know you've recruited a few players, there's a couple come back. I mean, one that would be very well known to the York supporters out there would be Joe Porter, who's returned to playing down at Acorn, which was his first club anyway, so must be a big asset.
Yeah, he's a cracking kid, Joey, so I've known Joe since we were like 11, 12, and I'm really good mates with his elder brother, Chris Rushworth, and you know, Joe was that hot-headed kid that, you know, just didn't want to sort of associate with growing up. You know, he'd have a fight with anything, and, you know, it was just like, oh, I can't be around him. And but as we got a bit older, you know, 18, 19, you know, me and Joe started going out together a lot, and we'd have to go on mandates and stuff like that. So we got really close. And, you know, I sort of pushed him, you know, to say, you know, when Fordy was, you know, interested in him at York, I was like, go do it, you know, give it a crack, you know. The boys will always be your mates. Don't, you know? Don't worry about that. And you know, I think he's had a fantastic you know, career at York. Potentially undervalued financially. You know, with the commitments that they're getting, and then you look at some of the money that some other people are on. You know, it's tough when, you know, they're expecting, you know, three nights a week, weekend game, that sort of thing. And, you know, and then they're looking at what they're paying a month, and then you're hearing, you know, huge figures for people doing similar, and you're on peanuts. And, you know, I sort of felt for him and others in that situation, but then again, it's what you're worth, isn't it? So he was going to hang up his boot. Well, he'd hung up his boots, he'd got rid of them completely. And so I sort of checked in with him and says to him, you know, do you want to come help me as an assistant? You know, it'd be great to have you around. You know, boys obviously get on with loads of us anyway. He said, like, honestly, Marks, I think I'd be a terrible assistant. So I was like, all right, you know, don't worry about it then. And he says, oh, well, but I might come training at the start of the year. So I thought, well, there's a bit of interest there. So we went for dinner, you know, reignited our mandates. And yeah, I can recommend a few locations in town if anyone wants. So, you know, we had a bit of a brief chat. And, you know, he's just saying, like, you know, obviously his partner wants to go on summer holidays, and, you know, he's set up his own business. So, you know, if anyone needs any painting and decorating, get in touch with Joe Porter. He said, so I'm going to struggle with, you know, training occasionally and stuff like that. And I was like, you know, we'll just keep it, you know, keep it light, you know, and obviously we're amateurs. So if boys are having to work, they're having to work. That's what pays the mortgages. So, so he's come down, and to be fair to him, he loves it. You know, you know, we didn't have a great result on Saturday at Wathbrow, but Port was leading the charge on the bus on the way back. Then we've got a couple of boys from East Leeds, James Forsell and Nathan Conroy. So Stu Garrington, our strength and conditioner, he works with these two, both work for him in Leeds. And East Leeds was sort of struggling, and they didn't really want to be disloyal to East Leeds and go to another Leeds side. So Stu got into them, and, you know, contrary to what everyone's saying that we're paying people, we really aren't. We're not in that position to do that. You know, I spoke to both of them, explained what our goals and ideals were for this year, and I think they like me. So they said, well, you know, we'll have a go. You know, obviously there are other Premier League clubs, Loch Lane, you know, after them. You know, and they said, no, we want to come play for you. And you know, there were three, you know, real high quality recruitments for us. Jordan Myers is back fit and playing, fantastic player. You know, I genuinely think any Premier team would, you know, if Myers was in their squad, you know, he'd be playing for them. So you know, he's a fantastic, you know, man to get back. Then we've got Lewis Brown sort of knocking on the door after his concussions last year, which is, you know, it's pretty tough for Lou. You know, and then you know, Ben Dale's return, Connor Iden's return from New Ayswick. So, you know, just, you know, it's players that just sort of pumping up the pot. And again, you know, adding to, you know, like, you know, Connor Iden is a good example. Like when he left, you know, left to go to play for New Ayswick for first team opportunities. He probably was well off playing first team for us at the time, but he's come back, you know, and we've got Nick Speck, we've got Lewis Law, we've got Danny Byworth, you know, three real quality hookers, but Connor's putting him under pressure. And, you know, if for whatever reason I had to pick Connor this weekend, I wouldn't have a problem with it. You know, I'm really happy with all four of them. Yeah, it's those sort of selections that mean that, you know, that those boys know they need to turn up on Saturday, do a job, and then they also need to turn up Tuesday, Thursday and do that job again. Yeah. Otherwise, if they don't do that, as next man up mentality. So yeah, yeah. Really happy where we are, sort of off the field as a larger squad, yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. So season so far, you had a narrow win at the RAF in the first round of the Cup, and then last week your first league game, you probably want to forget that one and move on quickly.
Yeah, so the RAF was a real good hit out for us, really good workout. You know, fair play to them. They were very physical. You know, they worked hard, and the conditions made it a bit of a leveler in the sense that, you know, one half you're playing into a howling gale and a strong wind. But the RAF could have easily, you know, won that game, and I think if they had done, I wouldn't have been like upset with the result, or you know, they deserve to get something from it, I thought. But we had a real strong first half showing, and then maybe just put the cue on the rack a little bit. Thought, you know, we're playing with wind behind us, this will be easy. And we got six lads on debut, so we were a little bit disjointed. Maybe you know, and it was our first hit out. We'd had a few we had four friendlies bail on us, so that was particularly frustrating. You know, like literally bailing on like Friday night and stuff like that. So it very annoying. Yeah, from a workout point of view, I was really happy with it, and the Navy the RAF looked after us, so yeah, it's always good, and you know, obviously, you know, those boys are servicemen for our country, so you've got to show them the respect they deserve. Then from a league game point of view, after our way, you know, first game of the season is always going to be tough. I know it's 24-0, so anyone sort of reading into that scoreline think, oh, you know, they've sort of been battered, but wasn't quite the case. We picked up a bit of injuries in our backs. We're struggling with on outside backs at the moment, just with a few coming back. You know, Jordan Porter, Matt Chilton. You know, once they do, you know, we'll be a lot stronger. But that's not disrespect to the boys that are playing at the moment. You know, they're doing a good job. Just maybe a bit lightweight, a bit young in some aspects of the game. Yeah, I mean, we conceded first set of game against Bath Brown. That was really frustrating. A player got injured and they just literally ran through that hole. So not the start we wanted. And then, you know, we really sort of ground and fought back into the game, and we had two tries sort of chalked off while they kicked a penalty. So, you know, it was 8-0 at half time, but we'd been well in it. And then for maybe 20 minutes again, we were well in the game. But whilst always being second best, I felt, you know, Wathbrow were far better than us at controlling the pace of the game. We repeatedly lost the ruck and didn't build any momentum, you know, with the ball in hand. And I mean, they'll have known they've been in a game that was very physical, but I think they were all have always felt confident that they had enough. And then we had to play a Simbin, you know, rightly so. It was a late hit on a kicker. They scored two quick fire tries off the back of that, and it sort of took the game away from us. And then one right at the death. So you know, sort of 24-0 scoreline, but it wasn't a 24-0 drubbing, yeah, if that made sense. We were certainly had been in the game, and if we'd have come up with our chances, obviously it could have been different. Did I think we deserved to win the game? No, we didn't. We repeatedly lost the floor too much to be able to, you know, to say we should have got something from that. But you know, it's the first real hit out for the team. Was I too upset? Not really. You know, it could have been a lot worse. I think they deserved a fair bit of credit for the scramble and desire that they showed to, you know, it's tough playing rugby on back foot for 80 minutes and still only keeping it to 24. So, I was happy with the sort of resolve and that. Obviously, offensively, not too happy. I don't think we'll get much chance to work that this weekend either. You know, you win games through your defence, don't you? So, you know, if we can tighten that up a little bit, I'm happy with where we are. There'll be a lot of teams that go to Wathbrow and lose by more than 24. Is what it is.
And as you said, it's round one. Yeah. Don't judge anybody too much on round one. So as a result of the cup win in the RAF, you look for your ball coming out, and what you really want to play is a team that's won 5 Challenge Cups, 9 league titles, 3 World Club Challenge, and 3 Grand Finals. So how are you looking forward to playing on a pitch that's the size of a width of a dual carriageway? Bradford Bulls away, what an absolutely fantastic draw. It couldn't really have been any better. You know, if you wanted an away draw and you wanted to make a few quid, have a great day out and all that, you couldn't have asked for more.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. So, you know, people were asking, you know, who would we like? And I'm a Featherstone fan. And, you know, for me, it was either a good NCL side at home or a massive draw away, a Featherstone, a Bradford, York, that sort of thing. I mean, I played in the 2015 drubbing against the Knights, and I think I'm still mentally scarred from that game. You know, we did not turn up, and fair play to York, they battered us. You know, they didn't beat us on the scoreboard. They're not living daylights out of us as well. You know, from that regard, obviously, you know, we got Bradford Featherstone. You know that's going to come, but there's, you know, there's a reward, there's a day out, there's zero pressure on the lads. You know, every time we play a team, there's pressure on us to perform. You know, regardless of who it is. You know, even when we played the fire service in an A team friendly, you know, people expect us to go out and do a job on teams, and yeah, we're probably expect. I don't know what handicap will be for this weekend. I imagine it'll be 70, 80. It wouldn't surprise me, but yeah, I mean, I watched Bradford at Featherstone on Monday. Yeah, they're a good team. Mm. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And they put Featherstone under all sorts of trouble, especially in the first half. And you know, for me, it's not about the result or what happens. It's just about, you know, going out and just enjoying ourselves. And I'm buzzing that we've got this opportunity to showcase our club, you know, to a giant of the game. Enough, they might be struggling in the Championship now. They're not really struggling in the Championship, they're in the Championship, but they are a giant in the game. You know, I've been, you know, chatting to people at work who've seen it on social media or whatever, and they're like, are you actually playing Bradford Bulls? You know, and it's like, yeah, we are, you know, and they're like, I know nothing about rugby, but I know Bradford Bulls are, you know, and it's like, well, yeah, you know, like, even my mum knew who Bradford Bulls were, you know. It was just like, you know, she lives under a rock, I swear. So, but yeah, I mean, fantastic. You know, it's great for the club. We, you know, we've got three supporters buses going, you know, obviously the other people driving as well. You know, thanks to Bradford, really, for they agreed, you know, children under 18 are free. Which I think is fantastic. You know, it just helps promote the game, you know, especially with the current climate. You know, do you want to be spending 20 quid to go watch an amateur team and take your kids and have to buy them stuff while you're there? And, you know, it adds up for you. And I think if you can go and think, oh, it's only going to cost me 12 quid, my kid's going to go enjoy themselves, you know, especially a kid will enjoy watching a team get beat, you know, or, I think that's brilliant, and that helps the sport grow, which is, I think, ultimately what we all need to be about.
Absolutely, yeah. And I suppose looking ahead to it, without giving too many secrets away to Bradford, who will obviously be listening in, but any team news or secrets?
Yeah, there's a couple. So Ben Tengay is going to feature for the first time this year. You know, when we're talking about, you know, sort of sizeable backs, Ben's fantastic for us. He struggled with a shoulder injury again for majority of last year, came in for like the last four games, averaged 15 carries a game. You know, he's the modern winger who wants to come in and do all his hard work. He plays rugby union for Moulton, so he thinks his commitments are about done with them now, and, you know, he's going to turn out for us, which, you know, for me is brilliant. Young Kai Whitty's took some damage to his ribs, so we're going to give him, you know, he doesn't need to be trampled in Bradford, but, you know, good kid, and, you know, he'll get another opportunity for sure. It doesn't look currently like Porter's going to play. His knee's a bit sore. Obviously did his ACL last season for York, just said it's tightened up a little bit, and you know, do I want Joe to do his knee again? Not really. So, you know, we'll leave that, see how he's getting. Well, he's going to train tonight and he's going to give me a yay or nay. And then Jack Burns is going to return. He played A team last week for some off-field disciplinary. You know, he's strong. He's, you know, I always say to anyone who listen that Bernot's the best interchange prop in the NCL, and there's no one changes the game like him for us. So it was a big loss last week, but I stand by my decision on that. His attitude for the A team was good, and his attitude at training has been good this week as well. So he'll earn a recall. Anthony Chilton's going to leak side out. So
And there's no truth in the rumour that there's a certain Tom Hill coming out of retirement to set a Challenge Cup record as the oldest ginger player ever to play in it. Is there any truth in that?
He's texted me. He told me he's available if needs be, but I can't confirm my team right now. But he might be on with a Waterboy t-shirt. Who knows? If not, I'm sure he'll be in crowd with a drum or someone using his head as a drum. I'm not sure. So,
Look, thanks for your time tonight. It's been really interesting, and genuinely wish you all the best. As you said, you're massive underdogs. Now to lose, yeah. No pressure. Just go and enjoy the day, mate.
Thank you very much, Paul. I appreciate it.
Spot.